This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, my God, it's Friday.
Oh, yes!
I forgot about this already.
Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
What?
Kinda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
Master and puppets.
Whose song is this?
I don't like the
mix
there.
Is this supposed to be Vinny's song? This needs to go.
I don't know why Brain has that.
I think he's just torturing us. This is Vaughn.
This is Vaughn's, right?
Ho!
Rain on them hoes. I make it rain on them hoes.
Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
I'm there. Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
No eating something.
Awesome.
I'm so awesome.
Awesome.
I'm so awesome. Y'all know. Oh, here you go, Hooman.
Thank you.
Here's your Mike Posner.
Avicii, I was cool.
Well, 10 years old, but it was something to do.
I'm living down in L.A.
I drive a sports car just to prove. Yeah, I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes.
Me.
Sing it.
Why like me? Step off that roller coaster.
What do you know, like 20% of the words? Just start singing it.
I'm just doing the slow fade out.
Oh, you are? That's good.
Yay! Oh,
no.
A bunch of people wrote in and said that song is a full-on remix. The original, you wouldn't even recognize.
You know what's so funny? Because Hooman goes, oh, you know, when I was like learning songs all the time, he goes, oh, you should learn that one. And I looked it up, and it's just the dude and his guitar. Oh. It's like a total acoustic... Nothing. Pull that up.
He's a singer-songwriter guy?
Apparently so.
Huh.
Well, and we just heard his Bad Poetry tour that's released as an album.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And I think the original video, I think it was like all like giant cards and with a different word on each one. Oh, here it is. This is amazing.
Oh!
I knew as soon as I
hit
started
it.
That.
Hit the button!
She hit it.
Oh.
She hit it.
Oh, I forgot all about that F word, but it was something to do.
Oh, man, I was kind of enjoying that.
Yeah, it's super pretty. And he's just...
He's doing
like
the...
note card
thing. The Bob Dylan thing.
Oh, I know. I thought he was doing the Love Actually thing, where they pull off of one
That's
big card.
From Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recognize that from Bob Dylan.
You don't?
I do not.
No?
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that was a Bob Dylan thing.
Maybe it is. I wouldn't know.
I think NXS bit it from Bob Dylan in one of their videos.
Oh, I remember that NXS did it. Yeah, that's right. No, it reminds me of
Love Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There.
Okay.
To me, you are perfect.
Mm.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. As our hearts all resume position in our chests. Due to the bleep word that young man tried to drop on our show.
How dare he?
Whatever, dude. Let's see here. Oh, here it is. I Took a Pill in Ibiza song, which Hooman loves, is a remix. The original is way different.
Yeah, it's a lot slower and a whole lot less instruments and drum beats.
707 says, was going to meet a woman off Tinder, but she wanted my last name so she could Google me before we met.
Oh, I wonder if she's learned that lesson by now after not meeting anyone ever.
Right. 415 says, I heard you shouldn't ask for your date's last name until after your first kid is born. Then you need it for legal purposes.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
What's up, Darren? Everybody say hi to Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Was he just asking for a shout out?
Yeah, dating apps always have name, age, location, and usually job. Google that info to get their full info or LinkedIn. Hooman, what's your name on... Hooman, what is your name on Grindr?
He's getting the winner, and he just shook his head with a little like... Pff,
pff. Don't talk to me.
Of course it's Hooman. Don't be a duh.
Hooman.
Questioner, whatever. 2925, don't be a duh. It's Hooman.
Don't be stupid.
831 says, my friend went to Chico and didn't even party and still won't shut up about it. Yeah, it's a...
Chico!
I think those people are somehow hypnotized or chipped, something.
Well, people say Chico is such a great town. They just love it. And so it becomes, you know, part of who you are.
All right.
The time in Chico.
Lord knows. I dated someone from there.
I know. She was a Chico girl.
Didn't hear about Chico.
I feel like I might need to make a pilgrimage to Chico just to see what all the hubbub is.
Well, I did go to get a... I've been, and I don't still don't get it.
She dragged you back to Chico?
Multiple times.
Oh, how many times did you say you've been to Chico?
Three.
Oh, what'd you do there? Oh, those were your partying days. I'm sure there was a party involved. Why else would you go?
Yeah, one of them was a wedding, but a couple others were for different random things.
Mm, I see. Chico.
And it's a nice town. Listen, I love California.
Isn't that where the Rogers live? Aaron Rodgers' parents?
I didn't meet them when I was there. But,
oh, that's too bad.
No.
I think that would be like a required stop.
I think I've heard that, though.
I'm pretty sure I know about that because of The Bachelor. Like when that younger, I can't remember, Jordan Rogers, maybe? He was he was on The Bachelorette and then went to his hometown and it was super awkward because no one could talk about Aaron and everyone just sat around going...
Yes, it's a stain on our family. 510 says, I'm a collision investigator. It's 100% true that slower drivers cause more collisions than anyone else.
Yeah, well, if everyone was going slow, it'd be all set, right?
Mm-hmm. Rick Springfield definitely wins the day, says 415.
Yeah. Oh, I like them. You said Rick Springfield was your winner,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Rick Springfield played a rocker possessed by the devil last season on Supernatural. It might explain the music he wrote.
Interesting.
A bunch of those came through, too. Rick Springfield played the devil on a TV show called Supernatural. Maybe the inspiration for his new album, OFOC and Happy Friday. Megan from Napa. Your mom on the phone?
San Juan Capistrano's calling me. Oh. I get calls from random towns. And where was it? Avalon the other day?
Yeah, yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Yeah. I don't know.
No, not yesterday. Wednesday.
Right around this time. Yeah. They never leave me a message, though, so I'm pretty confident it's a recording.
You know, these lines get polluted from things, but you know what I know for a fact? I've only switched cell phone numbers the one time. The one time I switched, the new number was triply polluted from the
someone
person
else
who had
it
before
it,
her, and she'd signed that number up, this number, the one I'm currently using, for everything. I mean everything. Are you still interested in the haircutting lessons? I'm like, what did this lady do that she was signed up for everything? It took me a year to clear the line of the crap that she'd signed up for.
Nope, I'm not still interested. Put me on your do not call list.
Please leave me be.
I hate robocalls too because you can't even yell at them to take you off.
A lot of them were not robocalls. They were people calling up to offer her stuff. Holy cow, I remember Sarah liked Beth Hart because Beth was all sexy and sinewy.
Sinewy.
But I haven't thought about that interview for 20 years.
Yeah, I was like, I vaguely remember that name.
Yeah.
The purple eyebrows, though. That was Yuzi's takeaway.
I don't remember that.
And if you missed the story earlier, Beth Hart has a new record out today, but she had like an old hot hit on Alice years ago. And when she came in for an interview, she, like, I don't know, over-waxed her eyebrows. Something had happened.
Something
her eyebrows were gone, so she took a purple Sharpie and scribbled them on before she came on the air.
That Save song is an oldie. She's covering it. I wouldn't doubt that a lot of them are cut. If it's a blues record with Joe Bonamassa, I would bet there's more than one cover on there.
Right.
And that guy's a great, an excellent guitar player.
Yeah.
Really good. He's known.
It is known.
Did you guys see the SNL with Jessica Chastain? Wow. Probably the unfunniest show of the season.
It was fine.
It would be fascinating to see how that happens.
No, I thought she did fine. It was okay. It wasn't a standout. It was very, she did a game show where it was like, will it matter, or what, you know, what could make this matter, something like that. But it was just, you know, all Trump stuff, and, you know, she's clearly very upset.
Please, oh, please leave as much of Vinny's interpretation of Hall & Oates, She's Gone, in the podcast as you can. Hilarious. Thank you. HYGL.
Oh.
Have fun trying to lip read. Oh, having fun trying to lip read your in-studio guest conversations while you're on break.
Oh, what are they saying? Lip readers?
I don't know what they were. It was like a half hour ago. I read that and I was going to turn around and talk to you guys. I don't know what they were saying. They're talking about something.
Hooman's
just
been
how much amazing fun they're having.
Hooman's been talking them up quite a bit. So.
Oh, yeah. Hooman, you really seem to like them.
Well, right? I know
Christine
Leah.
Christine and Leah.
Leah and I have hung out in the past. She's married.
They paid $1,500 for the honor of being
with
us this morning.
You hung out, but was this before she was married?
No, no. This is after, you know.
So, there's no dating story there.
She's happily married.
Hooman's just trying to give them a full $1,800 worth of value.
Yeah, I
want to
get them to, yeah, they're getting their money's worth.
A little added value by letting them stay longer. But we actually know Leah from Westfield, San Francisco.
Right. She's in charge over there is what I heard.
Oh, yeah, HBIC. Mm-hmm. But they won, the auction was from Pleasant Valley Elementary.
And they said it was
Leah
very competitive as well. Like they were doing the paddles. It wasn't one of those silent auctions where you have to keep walking by and writing down your number. It got kind of crazy.
Cool.
Holding up the paddle.
I love this one because I am currently on treadmills. A lot, trying to drop some LBs. And I'll take any excuse, and so does this person. Was at the gym on the treadmill when I heard it was Spouse Appreciation Day, so I hopped off and headed straight home. I stripped down and woke my husband up the right way.
Oh.
It's excellent.
That's great.
But that is so the person who doesn't want to be running right now.
Right. I'll do anything besides work out. Oh, well, I guess I better go home.
I'm going to go be a good wife right now and do something else.
I like that there's a Spouse Appreciation Day. I think that's really
sweet.
Nice. You should take a second to, you know, be grateful that you have a partner. Right, Hooman?
Sounds good.
I'm with you, Vinny. Pringles equals Soylent Green. Oh, I didn't say that. I don't eat them.
Soylent Green is people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I remember seeing that movie when I was a kid. It really scared me.
People flavored people.
Well, what someone said is they're not potatoes. They're potato mush
that
actually gets formed into a chip.
Yeah.
So you're still good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
they
are potatoes. They're potato mush.
No, they're.
It's like mashed potatoes.
Right.
Smushed into a and then deep fried. What could go wrong? It's great. I love Pringles.
Bonnie, were you really happy when Michael Jordan came back to basketball for the Wizards? No, but I will say that I wasn't really a Michael Jordan fan. The way I'm a Jerry Rice fan.
Right.
And I do believe that he will have a great season back. And I look forward to seeing him back on the field next year. I like it.
Oh, my God. He's 55.
People have been saying the guy stayed in shape.
Crushed.
He's still running circles around those young whippersnappers.
Oh, okay. I mean, even at 40, you're recovering a lot faster than at 55.
Sure.
I have plans for every weekend in February. Frowny face.
Yeah, I don't like having plans.
It's no good.
I try to keep things as clear as possible.
The rules would favor Jerry Rice coming back. Now defenders are not allowed to put their hands on wide receivers, and he would probably be better than half the guys in the league, even at his age.
Good luck, Jerry.
I'm with that.
Have a
person.
Good time.
We see Jerry work out in Atherton. He does intense long sprint workouts. So impressive, and he seems really happy.
Great. Good. Well, he gets massages, you know, so he's probably really
You know, every time...
Dump that. Don't even say that.
I'm saying that.
I think about that all the time.
No, you don't.
Every time his name comes up, it's all I think
every
about.
Every time I pass a particular place in... is it Burlingame? San Mateo?
Whatever. I don't remember
kind
where
of right
it was.
There. Mm. I think about it. Or maybe even Melbourne. I don't even know. But right particular area, I think about him.
Vinny's interpretation of the song, he's happy he left her, and his laugh with it made my day. Love you all. Hope you get laid. That's a beauty of
She's
art.
She's gone. Oh, yay, yay, yay. Oh, yay. She's gone. I hope she never comes back. She's gone. Get out. Get away. Get out. Oh, my God.
You sound good.
Oh, thanks, man.
Do your listeners a favor. Find all the Super Bowl ads and play them before next weekend. Then we won't have to watch the poor young boys getting concussions.
Mm. I know.
Dude, that has become
the thing.
It's that and then the kneeling, and then there's just, it's been a bad year for the NFL for sure.
Yep.
I started off the NFL when I realized as a young boy that it's a business and that they will just move teams. That bummed me out to the point where I was like, where's your loyalty? You can't. What? And then they did move teams whenever they wanted.
Yep.
And you just go, oh, okay, well, screw you then. I'll only like you.
I won't love you anymore.
Right.
I don't trust you.
Pringles are just pure salt, fat, and sugar. No wonder people love them.
Yeah. Sugar? Okay. Throw it all in there. It's delicious.
Vinny, classic first-timer mistake. You should always test fire that thing first. I don't know what they're talking about.
I do.
But they also say making weekend plans gives you something to look forward to. Good if you are somewhat depressed.
Yeah, it is nice to have, like, you know, something that's going to go on. You're excited about it. Good times.
What is the name of the book Vinny is having trouble reading? It's not that. I try to live in the book. And I'm having, the science fiction book is beyond my imagination. I'm having trouble sorting it out. It doesn't mean it's not a good book. It is an excellent book. And the idea is killer. Really, really good. Something I would never have imagined myself.
It's flipping amazing.
Yeah,
like conceptually, it's one of the best. I was so sad when We Are Legion, We Are Bob. That's the first book. So apparently it's not for everyone. Vinny's not enjoying it the way I did.
I will finish the book for sure. I'm just telling you I hit a soft spot in the book and have slowed down off it because I'm trying to envision these new lives that are created and how they're interacting and how they...
You have to think of them as different people. You have to just forget that they're clones of the original computer program, which I know maybe doesn't sound so... It's apparently... I need to look it up, too. He talks about this Von Neumann theory where you send off one person and then they can make clones of themselves and continue to explore outward and everywhere, you know. And so I don't know if that's a real thing or not, but I'm going to, at some
look
point,
I'll
look
Van
that
Neumann,
up.
I mean, your three
the
books.
The Von Neumann theory.
You're through the three books and through probably six books since then, so.
Two books.
You'll never look it up. Let's
might.
Be honest.
It could happen.
West Side Story is the best. My favorite, says 415.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
Oh, yeah. George had texted me saying he thinks I would enjoy it.
Oh, you would love it.
415 says, you didn't have to watch West Side Story. You lived it in the mission, Yuzi.
Oh. Did you like a boy from the other side of the tracks?
Always.
Mm. Feel pretty and witty and gay.
Revenant.
And I pity.
Is the name of the movie that
where the
Leo,
bear rapes
right.
the guy. Yeah.
You liked that, did you?
And then she comes back. Just when he thinks he's like done with her. She's not done
she's
with
back.
Him. Oh, God, she's back.
Oh, Hooman, is it Rachel's birthday?
Oh, my God, it's Rachel's birthday? Where's Rachel? Where's Hooman? Where's is Hooman already gone?
Yeah, he had to go.
He had to go?
He asked me at the beginning of the week.
Where is he going?
This little girl that he, this family that he takes care of sometimes, the little girl had to go in for a treatment today, so he's meeting her to go with her and her grandma to the
can't children's, even be mad
to
at
the children's
him.
Hospital. Yeah.
He's doing so much more than I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
It's
why would
really
he want
nice.
To tell us
he
that?
He should tell
because
us that.
Because I don't think he likes to talk about this.
The charitable stuff.
Yeah.
Does.
Well, this
he does
particular
a lot
family
of
and the little girl. And
he only likes to talk about pretentious crap?
Yeah.
All right.
He's so fake.
Jesus.
I know, you'd think that Hooman would want us to know every good deed he does, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Just show us a glimpse of another corner of you. Make you so much
just
more likable.
You, you knew him.
I know. Just wants to keep the Prada glasses on, everyone.
I guess so.
What's behind my Prada glasses? A lot.
You'd be surprised. I'm actually quite likable.
All right. We go now.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a wicked fun Friday this
was. Yeah.
We've got Bryn coming back on Monday. Mm-hmm. And Hooman, of course, is so happy.
So I want to say earlier in the week, I had been busy and I hadn't had time to look, but Bryn's Instagram was still, he was still posting and he's still gone, right? So I didn't know. He's been in Hawaii this whole time. Like, he's still posting, and it's, what, you know what he's posting? Food. He wrote heaven, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he like, goes across plate after plate after plate of food at some restaurant in Hawaii. There's palm trees pictured a lot, but it's mostly just him and his missus hanging out with Diamond and eating.
Oh, he is going to come back with the ultimate dad bod.
Right.
Well, that's how that happens.
Vacations. So what are we going to do on vacation? Well, we're going to eat a lot of food.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And relax and not do anything hard. So it's going
to
really
add up.
It'll be
good to have him back. But you know what? I'm super bummed because it's someone's last day today.
Oh my God, whose last day is it?
Vanessa, our board op.
Oh, little Vanessa.
Where does she think she's going?
She's going to L.A.
For what?
She's going back to L.A.
She's going to, she wants to be close to her family, but she's going to pursue her dream of whatever that is.
I know what her dream is. Do you know what her dream is?
What? Like, is video production or?
No, I thought she wanted to host, I don't know if it's Spanish or Portuguese radio show.
Oh, that sounds right. Hey, Vanessa, come in here real quick.
Maybe I'm mixing her up with another.
No. I think you're right. That does sound familiar.
Ask her.
Hey.
I can't wait to hear your cute little Colombian accent. Here we go, Vanessa.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so you're leaving for LA. What are you going to do?
I'm trying to find TV production jobs.
But your ultimate dream is?
Okay. Well, my ultimate dream has changed a bunch of times, but right
now. Go ahead.
But I do want to work with music and TV put together.
Oh. So I thought MTV, you wanted to host a different language radio show.
Spanglish is still in my goals. I have so many. I want to be Ryan Seacrest.
That's but you're the, you're the
but
one that said that, though, right?
Ryan Seacrest.
What? You're the one that said that, though. I have that correct, that that was one of your goals.
Yeah.
Was to, okay.
Yes, that's one of my goals.
That's what I remembered.
Hashtag life goals.
Yes.
All right.
We will miss you terribly.
We're going to miss you so much. Me especially.
I'm sorry.
She's like, do you hate me? I'm like,
oh. Don't be
silly. I never hate you unless you killed my dog.
I know. With the smile, with that smile, that little face.
I know.
Do you ever hate?
Best of luck.
Yeah. Have a good time. We'll miss you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. All right. And you know what? Really, have a good weekend.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Just so you know, interns.
Oh, yes.
Possible candidates. A spot just opened up here. Be an intern and you could move right into a new position.
I do need a board operator. I could really use two, but I think I could, I definitely need one board operator.
Shame.
Check
on
us
you
out
for
over
not
here.
Already.
865 battery.
That's right. In San Francisco.
Right.
The hours aren't great, but it's something to get you in the door.
That's right.
What we all had to do. Believe me.
Yeah. Shoehorn your way in.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye, guys.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.